In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. During the months of Kiyak, it's hard to not talk about Saint Mary. And because Saint Mary is, as we know that Theotokos, the Mother of God, we learn so much about her. And today, I would like to meditate with you about one thing we learn so much from Saint Mary, and I think we are facing it in our life, in our daily life, is how to trust God in a time of crisis. It's hard for us to trust God while we are living comfortably and we are enjoying our life, and definitely we forget about Him. So how we trust Him in a life of crisis, when this is the weakest point in our life? Paul McCartney is a former Beatle. He's not a theologian, but he wrote something. I'm not sure how he wrote it, but I find it something good. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, and in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. So I'm not sure how many of you Beatles fans, but I find it magnificent that a songwriter who can have a trust in Virgin Mary. And this is what Virgin Mary is all about. She's next to us in a time of crisis. She intercedes on our behalf in front of God in order for Him to see our weakness and make us strong. And in this time, I'm not sure how many of you heard that Saint Mary is appearing everywhere in Egypt right now. She used to appear in one of the churches, and because we have an open society, open media, so no one can hide it anymore. Like in 68, they hide it. Only none of the Egyptian newspaper wrote about it, or maybe one or two. But all the international media came and wrote about it. But now, because we are in the internet and open society era, they can't hide it. So all the Egyptian media, all the Muslim media, any other media is going there and taking pictures and saying, is this is true? Is this is what they think about? Is this is imagination? Is this is true appearance or not? They said, you know what? They are playing with the lights and they are having false love and doing this and that in this church. So Saint Mary, her answer was, you know what? I'm going to appear everywhere in Egypt. So the news came, you know what? She is in Cairo. They see her. They are driving on the highway. They see her in the sky. They stop the cars and they are rejoicing and they sing hymns. She go to a different kind of Egypt and she's appearing there. So it's basically she's giving a message that I'm here. I'm here on your behalf. I'm here interceding on your behalf. This is my month. This is the month of Kiyak where we're blessed Saint Mary. And she's giving us this message of happiness and joy in our hearts. So if we're going to talk about crisis, I think the best one we can learn from her is Saint Mary. Why? Because she was a young lady, and in Saint Luke says, but Mary was very staggered by what the angel said and wondered what this greeting might mean. He came and greeted her, say, you know what, you're going to have a child, and this child will be Emmanuel, our Savior. A little girl, she's going to have a child. She's not married. She's a virgin, and she is engaged to Saint Joseph. But she wasn't afraid. It's a crisis. You know what she's going to go through in the old ages? You know what? They can stone her to death. Gossip, rumors, her reputation. She didn't care about this. And she asked the right question. Instead of us, when we are in a time of crisis, we start pointing fingers at God and say, why? Why me? Why me? Look at everyone else. Everyone else is doing it and they are successful in their life. And when I do a mistake or when I do a sin, it happens to me. Why me? So instead of pointing to God and say, why me? Say, what do you want me to learn from this lesson? What do you want me to understand from this lesson? And this is what Saint Mary said. What do you want me to do? And this is the right answer. When you are in a time of crisis, don't point your fingers to God. Because God wants the best for you. God doesn't want you to only live happy, but to have abundant life. To be the happiest one ever. To have an eternal life. So any temptation, any troubles you will face, it's you have to ask why, not why, but what do you want me to learn from it? David the prophet and the king say, I think about all things you did and consider your deed, God. Your ways are holy. No God is as great as our God. So David is reminding us, you know what? Our God is the greatest. Our God is a loving God. Our God wants the best for us. He also say, God's way are holy and he's a great God. So definitely any thing God will bring in our face, it's something for our best, because God is holy and he's the best God ever. And Saint Mary knew this about Christ and about our Lord, and she has faith and commitment. In Philippians it says, Saint Paul says, brothers and sisters, think about the things that are good and worthy of praise. Think about the things that are true and honorable and right and pure and beautiful and respected. So the key here is, when you are in time of tribulation, think about all the good things God gave you before. And this is comes back to what our church teaches and our father teaches, that we have to live a thankful life. If you live a thankful life, you know that God, he gave you this and that, and he was with you during the time of tribulation. So when you are in temptation, or when you are in situation that you feel that, you know what, this is a situation I didn't want to be in, you go back and remember, if you are living thankfully, you remember, God did this to me. How can we live a thankful life? It starts with little thing. You wake up in the morning, you thank God that you are still alive, you have another chance for repentance. Believe me, when you brush your teeth, do you thank God for this toothbrush or toothpaste? When you drink your coffee, do you thank God for the coffee? When you start opening your car and start riding in your car, do you thank God he gave you this car? If you put God in your life, in all those little things, believe me, when it's something huge happen, God will be always in front of you. But we didn't get used to thank God, because you know what? I am the one who bought this toothpaste. I am the one who bought the car. I am the one who did this. I am the one who did that. But where is God? He's not in our life. He doesn't exist. But he exists only when we have tribulation. So if we live the thanksgiving life, definitely when we are in time of tribulation, we remember how God is good and how God wants us to have an eternal life, an abundant life. Second thing, so first we have trust in God. Second, recognize God's will. In St. Luke said, you will become pregnant and have a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will call the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his successor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. So this is tough. St. Mary, she's a little girl. And what we're talking about here is theology. And believe me, theology is something tough. And by David, again, he put us in the clergy seminary. And we just had an exam a couple of days back. And this is tough. In order for you to understand this, how God, the Word, come and incarnated from St. Mary, when the Holy Spirit, what was his part, and when did it happen, and when this creation happened, and was it God the Logos or not? This is tough. This is theology. And St. Mary, as a little girl, she didn't have all this, but she had only one thing. She had faith. She knew that she recognized God's will in her heart and her life. So this is what St. James is telling us, because we don't have this wisdom. He said, if you, any of you, lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives graciously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. So it's basically, me and you don't understand that much. But if we believe in God, we'll ask him for the wisdom. We'll tell him, you know what, God, we don't want this wisdom from this world we are living in. We want your heavenly wisdom. And now you can have this wisdom and you trust more in God. So trust, recognize, and understand God's purpose. St. Mary asked the angel, but how can I have a baby? I am a virgin. And it's true. So when we worship God in our heart and our life, it is not impossible, or it's not wrong for us to ask him. She asked the angel, how can I do this? And you too, ask God, how can I come over those crises? How can I be stronger more in my spiritual life? How can I have faith in you? How can I know you better? And St. Paul is telling us, do not live unthankfully. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. St. Mary asked God, how can I fulfill your purpose through this situation? Ask him, you are in this situation and you don't know what's right, what's wrong. Ask him, how can I fulfill this? Which way do you want me to go? You guided St. Mary, guide me too. And also God gave us this great priesthood thing, which you can, this sacrament, which you can go and, you know what, if you have an issue, you can go to Abuna and start talking with him. This is how I feel. Do you think this is the right feeling or not? And through this understanding, definitely, you will know that what God wants in your life. There was a story about one of the president who has his one of his assistants. He had his own house, and he had this maid. And he was so tired, so he said to his maid, "I don't want any phone calls, and I want to just go to sleep." And the White House called, and the president called his house and said, "I need him right now." So the servant said, "You know what? He's asleep. I cannot wake him up." He said, "I am the president, and I want to speak to him right now." He said, "You know what? I don't work for you. I work for him, so I have to listen to him and do whatever he wants me to do." And she refused to wake him up. So when he was awake, she told him, "You know what? The president called, and call him back." The president was so happy with this maid. He said, "You know what? Can you bring her to the White House? I want her to work for me." Because you know what? She followed the rules. When you follow the rules, which rules you are following? You're following God's rule. Okay? I was browsing some books in the bookstore you guys have. And Tony Dungy, he has this book about his life and about his kids. And the dedication in front page was, "You know what, to my sons, and I want them to be uncommon. And to my daughters, and I wish that they marry an uncommon person." You know what, this is what's happening right now. The right became wrong, and the wrong became right. So when we start doing the right things, we are uncommon. People look at us differently. "Why are you doing this? Everyone is doing it. Why you don't do it?" Okay? So I like this. I mean, yes, we are uncommon, and we are proud that we are different. Different is good. Different is not bad. And this is what we teach our Sunday school kids, and this is what we teach our youth. Be different. And when you're different, people trust you more. Would you go in a time of tribulation to someone who's doing this and that, or you will go to the uncommon person who keeping God in his life? You will go and ask him for the advice. And now we will be the example of Christ. They used to tell us about this story in Sunday school a long time ago. This person, he was a teacher, and they sent him to Africa to teach there. And this country said, "You know what, you cannot preach, you cannot pray, you cannot read the Bible in public. In your room, do whatever you want." So this guy, he lived there, he helped everyone, he lived as a true Christian, as a true Christ, and he lived among them. And by the time, I don't know, he was 50 or 60, he died. Then after 10, 20 years, the government changed, and now they accept people to come and do preaching and accept a Christian in their country. So one of the fathers came and he said, "You know what, I'm going to teach you about Christ." And he starts talking about Christ. Said one of them said, "Yeah, I know him. He used to live here 20 years ago and he died and we buried him in this cemetery." He didn't preach one word about Christ, but he lived like Christ. He lived as uncommon person in this common world. Fourth, surrender to God's plan. St. Mary, when she heard the news, said, "I am the Lord's servant." And Mary answered, "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. St. Mary said, "If I have to do it, I will do it." Okay? She didn't say, "Poor me, I have to do it. Why me, I have to do it." No, it's a commandment from God. And if you want me to do it, I will do it. So for us, and we are now going to a new year, God, what does God want from us? He wants us to be a true sons and a true daughters of him. And to become a true son and a true daughter, you have to go back to the previous nature, the same nature he created us for, which being like him. and him is holy. So we are holy. But when the sins came to the world, it corrupted us. How we become holy again? This is our nature. We should be holy. How? Through repentance. And repentance is a change. Our father said it's a change. It's a change of mind. When you change your mind, now you're taking your mind away from this sinful life to become Christian, to live in a righteous way. So you do this through the work of the Holy Spirit. First, you give account on all the work you've done. You repent. Then you go for Abuna to do confession, take the absolution, the sacrament of the confession and the repentance are working. You go and partake of the communion of the true body and true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and now you become holy again. You went back to the same nature God created you. David the prophet said, surrender yourself to the Lord and wait patiently for him. Not be preoccupied with any evil work. Who succeeded in his way when he carries out his schemes? You need to be patient. Sometimes we want to be saints right away. What's the definition of saint? I cannot go and serve. Why? And this is what I hear a lot from our youth. Can you please help me in Sunday school? No, I can't. Why? Because I'm not good. Who is good? What's the definition of good? What's the definition of saint? You know the definition? Definition of saint is someone who knows himself very well. It is not someone who do miracle. You know yourself. You know your weakness. Like we said today in the gospel, you have to be meek from inside yourself. You have to be humble. You know when you do a mistake, you know you run right away and you give account of the mistake you did or the sin you did. And you repent and you go and confess. This is the saint. Do you know what? Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the only one knows the person is the person himself. So you know yourself better than me knowing you. Okay? So when we sin, we know how to give account. How can we change our mind? And in order for you to do this, like when you start serving, you will try to, you know, make yourself holy more. Say, okay, yeah, maybe I don't want to be holy, but I'm serving those people. I'm serving those Sunday school. I don't want to be a stumbling block for them. I'm going to be holy just because of them. Do it any way you want, but give me the end result of being holy. Okay? God, I always tell this, and I heard it from a monk in Egypt. I'm not sure how to translate it in English. But in Arabic, he said, Rabbina bitlakik alashani khalasna. Like, God's will do anything in order for us to be saved. Like, if you just wake up one morning and say, you know what, God, I have sinned, please forgive me, He will take this. He will take this. And as long as you say it in a real way, in a very repentance way, God will take this and He will start working inside you. You think God, sometimes we feel that God is not like the Greek gods who are watching over there and making fun of us and playing games and having fun up there. No. God, He came. He descended from heaven for us in a very humbled way. He came to us. We cannot go to Him. He came to us. Okay? Then treasure God's trials. Saint Mary treasured those trials. And unfortunately, when we are in trials, run away from God. And this is what happened to David. David was in trials and he didn't remember God till at the end of the trials, and he couldn't bear it anymore. So he went back to God. We don't want to go through this trials of David. We want to know that when we are in trials, God will give us the trials according to our own ability. And in the trials, He will be with us. And all of you know the story about the footsteps. When we are in the trials, He gave us the effort, and we can fight it. And when we cannot fight it, He will carry us, and He will fight on our behalf. So have faith in God. In the troubled time, when you have problems, when you have temptation, when you have weakness, know that God is next to you. And when you fall, definitely He will carry you. So the five things we talk about Saint Mary is: think of God's word, recognize God's will, understand God's purpose, surrender to God's plan, and treasure God's trials. And if you take the first letter from each one of them, it will be trust. And let us, in this week, have a trust in God. I mean, I see, guys, you have a huge project in front of you. The church and the money and all this stuff. And I love this stuff. Why? Because for me, as a financial advisor, or as a bank, or as a whatever, it doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to get all this money and to build this beautiful church? Doesn't make sense. But entrusted with God, it does make sense. Because we have faith. And the faith is something we don't see, but we believe in. If God wants to build the house, God will build the house through miracles. And after that, you will sit back and say, oh, remember those people who said you cannot do it, you cannot build the church. I'm not sure what's going on here, but I'm telling you from experience I have before. It's not going to happen. It's a dream. Trust in God, and God definitely, He works in a very mysterious way. Very mysterious way. And I really thank Abuna for having me here. I enjoyed definitely your company. I enjoyed the liturgy and enjoyed the hymns. And please keep me in your prayers all the time. And glory be to God forever. Amen.